1340 96.5 KVGC. It is 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Welcome to a Monday, the 22nd day of January for 2018. Well, starting at 8 o'clock this morning, both the Calaveras, Tuolumne, and Amador El Dorado CAL FIRE units will transition out of their peak fire season and go into their winter preparedness mode. Now, residents of Calaveras, Tuolumne, Amador, and El Dorado, as well as portions of San Joaquin and Stanislaus counties, will again be able to burn piles without a CAL FIRE burn permit. Recent rains and cooler temperatures across the region have lowered the threat of wildfires, allowing for the transition out of peak fire season. Now, in the mother lode, crews responded to 250 wildfires that scorched 1,933 acres last year, which is down from the acreage burned in 2016, when 198 fires charred 2,292. Now, CAL FIRE reminds residents, you still need to be vigilant and cautious, as the leading cause of wildfire this time of year is from escaped debris burns.
And Calaveras County workers may soon be in for a raise. Tomorrow, the Board of Supervisors will vote to ratify an agreement with the SEIU Local 1021, known as the Service Employees International Union. About 275 workers from County Public Works, Public Health, Social Services, and other departments represented by the SEIU have agreed to raises of at least 4%. Many would receive raises through installments of 2% increments in June and again in January of next year. A number of other employees in the county's planning, building, and other various departments would receive 5% bumps. Now, the raises will increase county expenses by about $250,000 per year. Now, along with the pay increase to the SEIU members, supervisors will also determine whether to give a 7.5% pay increase to deputy sheriffs, corporals, sergeants, and DA investigators. Other workers from the Deputy Sheriff Association will see 2.5% wage increases, as well as uniform increases. Now, those increases expected to cost the general fund $818,000 annually. Now, many have questioned if the county can afford the $1 million in salary increases annually, now that the board has eliminated a taxable funding source when they banned commercial cannabis cultivation earlier this month.
And the El Dorado National Forest is now taking applications for full-time positions to fill a number of summer jobs. Now, these are non-fire jobs, but today is the deadline. Today is the deadline. Go to the U.S. Jobs website and look for jobs offered on the El Dorado National Forest. There are a number of jobs at duty stations throughout the National Forest in Pioneer, Placerville, Camino, and Georgetown. Again, today's the deadline. Go to USA Jobs.
Well, CAL FIRE has recently awarded $6 million in a one-time grant to aid high-priority counties that were impacted by California's historic tree mortality. The CAL FIRE grant program will work cooperatively with the Cal OES program to increase reimbursement to high-priority counties to remove or fall dead and dying trees, threatening public infrastructures such as roads and buildings, to help with the evacuation, identification, removal, and disposal of dead trees threatening the public right-of-ways and infrastructure. CAL FIRE, authorized under legislature, will allocate $300,000 to each of the 10 high-priority counties. And that was to help with evaluation, as well as identification, removal, and disposal. Now, included in that list of counties are Amador, Calaveras, and Tuolumne counties. The remaining $3 million of the CAL FIRE grant monies will be distributed proportionately to the estimated number of dead trees in each county based on April 2017 data. Between 2010 and 2018, 129 million trees died in California due to a combination of drought stress and bark beetle infestation.
And Amador College Connect will be holding an informational meeting on Wednesday the 31st from 6:30 to 7:30. They'll feature their new collaboration with Arizona State University's online degree and certificate programs. With this new collaboration, They can now offer over 100-plus undergraduate bachelor degrees ranging from business and education to liberal studies and technology. Now, Arizona State University's online programs are ranked fourth in the country by U.S. News & World Report. Amador College Connect coordinators can assist you every step of the way to answer any questions, assist with financial aid, orientation, and enrollment, and connect you with mentoring and tutoring support. Now, if you want more information on the upcoming informational night, visit Amador College Connect's website.
Well, tickets on sale now for the Hospice of Amador and Calaveras' 9th annual Take a Chance on Love Valentine's Day drawing. This year's deluxe prizes feature diamonds, sand, surf, mountains, and more. Tickets are $10 each. Spend $100 or more on tickets, and all tickets are 2-for-1. Plus, receive one voucher for a free dessert from the Murphy's Hotel or free appetizer from the Small Town Wine Bar in Amador City. To purchase tickets, call 223-5500 or 736-9442 or visit hospiceofamador.org or hospiceofcalaveras.org. The drawing will be held at 2 p.m. on Valentine's Day, Wednesday, February 14th at the Jackson Hospice Thrift Store. And it'll be broadcast on KVGC.
Today's the day you can start scheduling your appointments for the 2018 Smile for Kids. Jackson Creek Dental Group will again open their doors next month for the annual event, a free dental program that treats children who may not receive health care or dental treatment. On Saturday, the 3rd of February, children 2 to 18 who meet the program requirements can receive at no cost a complete dental exam and x-rays as needed. Jackson Creek Dental will also provide a teeth cleaning, fluoride treatment and prescriptions, sealants, orthodontic evaluations, and other emergency dental care as time allows. Now, because of the overwhelming number of children each year, appointments are scheduled in advance starting today. So if you need to get an appointment for your child, call 223-2712. These are filled on a first-come, first-served basis. Call Jackson Creek Dental today. Again, that's Saturday, February 3rd from 8 until noon. This is the 32nd year, by the way, that Jackson Creek Dental has been offering this service. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Monday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting.